Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great to hear from Gary Danielson. You mentioned Bernie gave a very nice shout-out to Gary. Gary gave a nice shout-out to Bernie. And there's been
a lot of shout outs.
It's been Baskin was given shout outs earlier, although we knew that. We knew that was you and him were, you got a special relationship there.
We do.
I mean, honestly, dude, most of the people at the station or at, you know, any of the places I've worked throughout the years, and it includes competition, like down the dial and whatever it may be, like there's people over there that have texted me. Like it's a close knit community.
We talked about this yesterday about how it's just everybody's been here. We've all kind of been here for a very long time, and so we all kind of cross paths. And it's really not. I mean, we all have egos, of course, but not a lot of beef.
No, unless you're out in the bowl.
That's true. Wow. Wait, you tricked me into that. I was expecting you to say Lima.
No, I'm kidding. Bowl gets along with everybody.
Daryl Ryder coming up. Daryl Ryder coming up in 15 minutes. That, a little bit of Browns news that did happen this morning. It was actually during the Morning Boys.
Morning Boys
with Ken and Danny. The news that the Browns had restructured Deshaun's contract, opening up $36 million in salary cap, and doing the thing I honestly, Dustin, didn't know they were going to do. It seemed as if the plan had been this whole time to maybe not restructure the contract, because that then pushes dead money into the future years. So I can admit, whether they do anything with it or not, I was pretty surprised at that news.
Is that big news?
I think it's noteworthy. Like, it's one of those things where, because immediately when somebody opens up cap space, you do the thing of, I wonder what they're going to spend it on. It is entirely plausible that the Browns did this to cover future salaries, because again, now you can roll over cap, and they've got now roughly $60 million that if they don't spend another dime, you can, and by the way, that kind of matches the salary you're going to need to get even going into the next new league year. Nailed it again. But so that's very plausible. But it's so funny, man, because I had thrown out like, hey, if this is not just about next year, what would you like to see it? Because they've already been linked to Ayuk, and apparently, according to multiple reports, they offered him more than Pittsburgh or San Fran had. He just doesn't want to come here. He just would rather go somewhere else or stay in San Francisco. I think that tells you that, like, with the Browns, maybe the original intention, the original intention is we've got to go ahead and put money for next year, and then maybe something comes down the pike that they weren't expecting, and this still puts them in that position for it. So I think it's just maintaining maximum flexibility, which I think Andrew Berry's done really, really well.
I think Andrew Berry's done a hell of a job with the money. It's funny, I was talking to somebody last night, and they were like, you know, boy, Andrew Berry gave that contract. I'm like, if you think Andrew Berry is the one who gave the $250 million, you know, you're nuts.
Yeah, I don't. That's
an owner decision.
And it's so interesting you say that, because I think there are people outside of Cleveland who put Andrew Berry's long-term future in Cleveland to Deshaun's contract. I don't. I think everybody in that organization knows how that trade came about, and the fact that it was not just Andrew Berry saying it. You don't make that move with all the tentacles we've talked about, we don't have to talk about here. You don't make that move unless everybody, including ownership, dude, to go to $230 million, $235 million guaranteed, like the unprecedented NFL contract, that Jimmy Haslam's not being persuaded to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Haslam's, it's his pocketbook, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one signing off on this stuff. So, yeah, I mean, overall, I think Barry's done a nice job giving us a chance to be flexible, to be able to kind of be in the mix for some of these moves.
Well, and I think that's, if you're looking for things to pay attention to over the weekend as we get into Labor Day weekend, which can be a slow week, outside of college football, obviously, but in specific to the Browns, I do think that restructuring, because the timing is the, well, why'd you do that today? You could have done this with Deshaun 3 months ago, right? You could have done this 3 weeks ago. What is the significance of doing it today? And that's the question that I think a lot of people have. So it just opens up for the next 4 or 5 days with Trent Williams, and I think Trent's going to be in San Francisco. I do. But it kind of opens up like, hey, if something happens, if Brandon Ayuk makes a different decision and says, you know what, I will take every cent that I can get, or maybe if there's another player out there with contractual wants and needs that his team isn't willing to make, I just think that's worth watching over the next couple of days. I would be surprised if it happened like late next week, but yeah, Certainly into early next week. I think the next 4 or 5 days, at the very least, this makes it interesting to kind of look and be like, oh, well, if somebody is out there ready to do something, the Browns are probably one of the few teams in a position to make it happen.
I like that. I like it that it gives them options, and if they feel like they want to go all in on a guy like Ayuk or somebody else of that ilk, like a big-time player, like a game-changing type of move, they can be a team that's sort of in the mix.
It could also be that maybe they want to get out ahead of a contract. I think if you look at the Browns, I know people didn't like the Judy contract. That thinking of, we're going to go ahead and add a couple extra years in your deal at the rate that you've kind of so basically paying for past performance. We're going to pay you like a number two receiver. That's getting out ahead of that wide receiver money. It wouldn't surprise me if there's another player or two on the roster that it might make more sense to get out ahead of their money and get out ahead of the curve of where the money's going, rather than even make that kind of trade. 216-474-0092. So the Browns restructuring Deshaun Watson's contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.